I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The nightmare for residents still trapped in the Syrian city of Homs, it continued today. Aid groups scrambled to deliver urgently needed food and humanitarian aid while a tenuous ceasefire still held. That ceasefire allowed more than 1,000 people to evacuate the devastated old city section of Homs. But tensions have risen rapidly between government and opposition supporters, with both sides accusing the other of using the truce for their own strategic benefit. Earlier, I got an update on the relief effort from Wall Street Journal reporter Sam Dagher, who is in Homs.
Today, they managed in the morning to take in the bulk of the food, mainly flour and food rations and medical kits. These are things that they were not able to take in on Saturday when the UN and the Syrian Red Crescent convoy was attacked with mortars and snipers on Saturday. So today they try to accomplish that bit. Excuse me, the bus is passing through. One second. This is a bus that just pulled in into this receiving center here next to the front line, evacuating more people from the besieged old quarter. Men, women, and children on the bus right now.
How often have those buses pulled in from the old city today?
So far, we had about 250 people, so now another 50 people. So a total of 300 today, plus almost 1,200 that have been evacuated since Friday. So that brings it to a total of 1,500, more or less. You know, and today there was a real fear, I mean, that they might be attacked again. So what they did is they took these flour bags, I witnessed it, you know, out of the Syrian Red Crescent trucks and put them onto these tows that were pulled by the armored SUVs that belonged to the United Nations. I could see the SUV was like weighed down, you know, by these flour bags. And then they affixed the UN logos on the tows, basically to tell whoever was targeting them, you know, these are like UN convoys, you know, please do not shoot. You could see the tension. And then, you know, this convoy went in, and it actually came out about an hour ago, and it looked like it had delivered its load.
Now, the food and medicine that went into Homs, who's going to receive that, and why would they be staying?
Well, these are about 1,000 civilians that may be related to the rebels or people who just don't want to leave their neighborhoods and want to stay. So they've chosen to stay. And the UN has really pressured the authorities here to allow these people who want to stay to remain there and for the UN to be able to help them and to take in food for them and food and medicine. There's a lot of bad blood. I mean, the people who are fighting alongside the regime, these are young men here from the Alawite community who have joined paramilitary groups like the National Defense Force. These people have seen like their comrades, their loved ones killed by, you know, rebels in the war, so that they don't want to see food and medicine going to these people. So there's a lot of tension and apprehension.
Yesterday, we followed this news of hundreds of men and boys detained right after they were evacuated. The buses that have come in today, have more men been taken in as detainees?
Yes, I saw with my own eyes one bus that had about 50 people. So that's going to be another complication for the UN, you know, that more of these guys are coming in.
And all these evacuees who got out of Homs, Old City, where did they go?
Many of them went to a neighborhood west of the city where a lot of the people who have been displaced by the government offensives in Homs have gone. It's not any better, though. I mean, it's an area also surrounded by government checkpoints, trenches all around, barbed wires, and you have like a state of almost partial siege.
The evacuees today that you've seen on those buses, like the one that just pulled in, how do they look?
Oh, I mean, they look tired, exhausted, disheveled, frail, fearful. I mean, there's a lot of apprehension because you have to remember, I mean, yes, the government said, you know, promised that they would all be given an opportunity to go through this amnesty and they would be freed. But obviously there's no trust here. You're talking about a war that's been going on for close to 3 years now. So people are really afraid.
Sam Dagher with The Wall Street Journal speaking with us from Homs. Thank you very much for your time.
Sure, my pleasure.